Check.
Hello.
So, I played this MMO called Endless Force or Eternal Force or something like that.
Right.
And I'm a deer, and you kind of like run around. There's like other people and they're deer, and you can't talk to them or anything. But you know, you walk around, and you know what's going on.
What's going on?
Like, you're all deer.
Oh dear.
Please end it before you say "oh dear." Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of July the 21st, 22nd, you know, that week, yeah. In that general area.
Thereabouts.
If you look at a calendar, you're within a 5-day radius of that time frame. You're
good.
This is relevant still. Post E3 show, I guess.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be, you know, pre E3, post E3. Oh my God. You know, I feel like we give E3 more attention than it deserves these days, maybe.
Well, I think after we do our week in gaming, we should have just kind of a post E3 discussion, what we feel about the show.
You want to discuss our feelings?
Yeah, I have some thoughts.
Do you want to have a game of the show?
We could do that too.
We should do it. We can bring back the best ever, maybe.
Okay.
Well, best ever E3 this year, the home version.
Yes. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, and then we're gonna start with the news. We got MPDs and some E3 things, right?
Yep.
And then we're gonna go in the best ever, the home version game of show. Then we're gonna go in the Great Canadian Mike Zor's Gaming Quiz. I tell you right now, I am not feeling it. You were like on message boards looking up questions. There's no way in hell I wanted to.
It was just for one, and it's not that bad.
Yeah, I got no chance right now. Unless you tell me like what weapon beats Junkman in Mega Man 7. okay, so then we're going to do the quiz, and we're going to do our week in gaming. Then we're going to do the game releases, weekly, downloadable, normal, all those games.
Yep.
Then we're going to talk about 411 and 411. Then we're going to get to the mail barrel.
Did you get anything?
On mail?
Yeah.
I think David Redkey, but he probably sent it to you, too.
Yeah, it was just a little one-word thing. Well, not one word.
One word.
Well, one sentence, I meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mail.
Okay.
All right, and that'll be the whole show. So get those MPDs up.
All right.
The end is for no way can I wait any longer to see these.
Okay.
What's number one?
All right, so in our hardware, the Wii lost to the Nintendo DS. The Nintendo DS selling 783,000 to the Wii's 666,700.
Man, they should sell a lot of DSs. Like, we all think about how many Wiis they sell, but like the DS has been out for like how many years now? When did it come out?
2004?
That sounds even late. Is it 2004? Maybe you're right, actually.
No, I don't know.
It might be 2004.
No.
Even
you were in Toledo when it came out.
Was I?
When was that?
Was I in Toledo?
That would have been 2005.
2005?
Yeah, because that's when I had mine and lost it.
Yeah, but like, it came out before that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it came out fall 2004. I think you're right. So it's almost 4 years old.
I'm sure someone will email us and tell us we're wrong.
Okay, but... Yeah, that thing's still so. Well, I guess because, you know, they always break, you got to buy another one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one.
Okay, one and two. Then the PlayStation 3, 405,500, and we'll find out why that's the case in a moment. No one cares to guess. Go ahead. The PSP, 337,400 units, which, there was a bundle that came out, right?
The PSP didn't do that in a given
month. Yeah, didn't the God of War bundle came out in June, didn't it?
Maybe.
I think so. The Xbox 360, 219,800. The PlayStation 2 at 188,800.
Wait, I thought that MPDs wasn't going to give that number anymore.
I think they either rescinded on that or the numbers. I get my MPD numbers from 1UP, so maybe they got them on their own or something.
Okay. Yeah, and the software number one was Metal Gear Solid 4. How many units?
It's 774,600. But if you count the bundles sold with the PlayStation, then that number goes up to roughly 1 million copies sold.
So the game moves systems.
Yes.
And it's interesting because this moves systems. Grand Theft Auto 4 did not move systems.
No.
360 or PS3.
No.
So exclusives really are important. So losing that Final Fantasy 13 might hurt them.
Yeah,
just a little.
But yeah, you know, Metal Gear Solid 4 delivered for them, it looks like.
Yeah, so, you know, Konami did it.
I guess so.
Next up was Guitar Hero on Tour. I'm not going to give numbers anymore. Okay. Ninja Gaiden 2.
Ninja Gaiden 2, this is its debut month.
Yeah.
That is not a console moving exclusive.
No. Wii Fit narrowly beats out Wii Play. Then Battlefield Bad Company in the 360.
Respectable debut for that.
Mario Kart Wii.
Still out there.
And then three versions of Lego Indiana Jones, going first Wii, then DS, then PS2.
Now that's interesting. The 360 and the PS3 versions are not on there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure if the list was to go to a little bit more, but still.
Yeah.
Number one selling is the Wii version.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where that kind of audience is, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting NPDs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know,
the most I'm surprised. There hasn't been like a major DS release or anything. I don't know why they spiked like that.
Oh. I'm trying to think. Yeah, you're right. Not really. DS is always a solid performer.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's to the point that a lot of people criticize Nintendo at their press conference. I mean, Nintendo basically says much themselves. We don't need to make as many new games because people are still buying the old ones.
Yeah.
You know?
People still like the Pokemons.
And the Mario Kart and Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. Those continue to sell.
Mm-hmm. So what other news items?
Okay, we'll get it out of the way for you.
The Rock Band?
Yes. Activision came out during E3 and said the Rock Band 1 instruments, and they don't know about 2 because they can't test them yet because they're not out, will work in Guitar Hero World Tour, and they've patched Guitar Hero Aerosmith to work with them all because they were working with some. And then Harmonix was surprised by the announcement, but they're like happy because I think they wanted this 6 months ago. So, yay. Basically, what I'm hoping to do now is eventually get Rock Band 2 bundled, and then I'm sure they'll do with Guitar Hero, they'll have the full band bundle, but I bet that game will have just a guitar bundle because it's so like identify with that. So you get that, and you got two guitars, drums, and microphone. Yeah,
$300 later, you're set.
Yeah, exactly.
Just move on.
And then real quick, too, when you play with the Rock Band drums,
yes,
because the Guitar Hero drums have 5 inputs, it actually changes the inputs in Guitar Hero to 4 for the drums.
Does it just get rid of one?
It compresses it somehow. I don't know.
It's just combining two symbols to one thing?
Probably, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So there, I think that's all the guitar news.
I hope so.
So there was an E3 roundtable discussion with Miyamoto, and this comes from Kotaku's news coverage of the roundtable. Miyamoto very quietly confirmed Pikmin 3.
Yeah.
When someone said, like, are you guys making Pikmin 3? He's like, oh, we're working on stuff. Yeah, we are. Like, why didn't you say that at the press conference?
Well, they bring up a point. They said they don't like to announce games that are 8 or like 16 months away. And Pikmin 3 is probably a ways away.
I heard that, and then that makes me say, well, then what have you guys been doing before? Shouldn't there be stuff ready to be announced besides Animal Crossing and Wii Music? Who was it? I think Destructoid had like this article called like The Way the Nintendo Press Conference Should Have Gone. Oh, it was fantastic. Well, first of all, just like involved them announcing Pikmin 3. And so like, the Mario and Zelda teams are working. And here's a look at it, and just a quick little trailer. And
yeah, but then they're probably not anywhere near close to me. Maybe the Zelda teams. I bet we'll see something Zelda. Maybe not at E3, because it doesn't seem like that's an event that's important to them, but we'll see something about a new Zelda game within the next year, I think. Yes.
So Bungie had on their website this countdown clock building up to a big Halo announcement.
This was
presumably Halo announcement.
Yeah, some sort of announcement.
And then nothing happened. LA Times actually had to get to the bottom of it with Don Matrick, who said, we felt we could do this game more justice with a more dedicated event. Again.
That's the Microsoft E3. Line. That's the Microsoft line.
Yeah.
Well, here's I think.
I mean, so people say, like, oh, they didn't want to steal Thunder from Gears 2 or from the Final Fantasy 13 announcement. Doesn't matter. That's Halo. That is your big franchise. You get that out there.
No, they're right, though. They can do that at a separate event.
Probably the reason they feel they didn't have to announce it is because Sony and Nintendo really didn't have much to show.
Well, they didn't know that, though. They went first, didn't they, Microsoft?
Well, yeah, but this announcement was not happening at the press conference. The countdown timer was for the next day.
Okay.
Well, so probably once they saw, oh, we don't really have to fight anything. Let's hold off on this.
It makes sense in a way. I wonder what that... I mean, that game's probably not
coming. They said it's going to be a Halo game. Yeah, it's not Halo Wars, and it's not the Peter Jackson project.
Yeah. I'm tired of hearing about this Peter Jackson project. There's no Peter Jackson project.
Yeah, that's vaporware at this point. There hasn't been anything about it since Peter Jackson came out and said, yeah, we're working on something.
Wee.
Yeah. So the Wrath of the Lich King beta has begun. Emails are going out.
Are you in it?
Not yet. From what I read on WoWinsider.com, they make it sound like pretty much before the game comes out, everybody who signed up for the beta will eventually get in. It's just a matter of when. So I'm hoping to get in, try out a Death Knight and everything.
Yeah.
Also, with the beta, there's no NDA, so we've been getting a lot of information. Like a lot of the class changes are out there. WoW Insider is an excellent resource for all of that. But one thing worth mentioning is achievements are coming to World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I saw that. Interesting.
So when you get them, you get nothing. It's all cosmetic things. You get tabards, titles, pets, nothing like it's kind of give you an advantage in the game. Also, they're going to do to Outland like they did in the old game where leveling will be quicker so you can get to the new content more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also going to make pets and mounts. They won't be items in your inventory anymore. They're just a spell you learn. That way you're not losing inventory space to keep like a whole bunch of them.
That's good.
Yes.
Do we have the CG intro yet for that?
No.
Okay.
Just that song.
I'm waiting for that. Oh, maybe is there a Blizzard event coming? No, they did one already.
October is BlizzCon.
Oh, maybe there then.
Yes.
Probably there.
All right, so we saw a bunch of XBLA titles at Microsoft Pressing event. Joystick had an interview with Scott Austin where he said that these titles, Bionic Commando Rearmed, Castle Crashers, Galaga Legions, Braid, and Geometry Wars 2, are all 4 to 6 weeks away.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Hey, I hope so. Well, Castle Crashers got me waiting 2 years.
Castle
for
Crashers,
game.
Yeah, I'd be pretty excited.
Galaga Legions look good. Did you see that at all?
No, but I heard good things.
It looks phenomenal. Yeah. I can't wait for Bionic Commando.
I tell you what, just because I can't think of anywhere else to talk about this, the PSN games that are coming out, some of those look really impressive.
Fat Princess looks hilarious.
Then yeah. There's a flower. I think Sony, and you know, we criticize them a lot, I think to their credit, they are doing more interesting things with sort of these kind of independent studios and these smaller games than anybody else's.
I could say it's almost a, I don't want to say quality versus quantity. So I think there's a lot of good stuff. Like, you probably get just as many good releases on XBLA as you do on PSN. Then there's a lot more okay releases on XBLA. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you have Super Stardust HD, and then you get, like Geometry Wars.
Microsoft,
but then you also have, like, that one Geometry Wars knockoff. I forget.
I know, but yeah, Microsoft's obsessed with getting something out there every Wednesday.
Yeah, and to their credit, they really do it.
But you know, when you get something on Sony, like a Calling All Cars or something like that, you know, it's usually a pretty nice little package.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry.
So another thing that probably should have been announced at E3 but wasn't. This came in a Portfolio.com interview with John Riccitiello, the president of EA. He kind of quietly confirmed that BioWare is in fact making a KOTOR MMO.
Interesting, I guess.
I mean, we know nothing about it except that, yes, it is for reals. I'm excited.
I guess. Wouldn't you rather just have a real KOTOR 3?
Yeah.
I mean,
like a next-gen KOTOR would be awesome.
GameTrailers.com, you know they do the Star Wars retrospectives.
I need to watch those.
If you watch any retrospectives, all of their retrospectives are great.
No, I watched some of the Metal Gear one with you.
Okay. But the newest Star Wars one, first it was Shadows of the Empires, and then it was KOTOR and KOTOR 2.
Ooh, fun.
So I got to look back at that. It was kind of weird. I'll tell you what. When they showed KOTOR and they showed KOTOR 2, if you did not tell me that they were different games, I would not have known.
Oh, no. You totally can't tell.
They don't even, like, change, like, the interface.
Mm-hmm.
They really, like, got that out the door.
So Metal Gear Online was releasing its first big expansion on July 17th.
I heard there were a few Gene expansion.
A few is putting it lightly. The servers completely crashed for a while. Now the new shop, because they even added more server capacity but still not meeting demand. So every hour, they randomly block out an IP range. So if you can't get in, that means your IP is actually being blocked and you should try again in an hour.
That's very amazing.
Konami's just basically apologizing, and they don't see an end in sight yet.
They keep underestimating just how popular MGO is going to be.
Yeah,
probably
seriously.
Because it wasn't very popular before.
Yeah. But I think now everyone's finally beaten the game. They're looking for this.
No,
to
I mean
link.
Like back when they had on like Metal Gear Solid 3 and horrible ops. But now there's a demand for it.
Right.
I need to still try that, but maybe I'll give it a couple more weeks.
Yeah. I wouldn't start into it now, it seems. All right, this makes me sad. Again, not announced at E3, but on the cover of Nintendo Power, Sonic and the Black Knight.
Sonic and the Black Knight. We don't know anything about it. It's the next in the storybook thing.
Yeah, I guess that's their Wii angle. You know,
okay, whatever. I think what upsets me more is Sonic Unleashed.
Yes, I'm very upset. Because
we have seen the new gameplay footage now. We have seen the Werehog, and this may be the worst post-Sonic 3 thing they have done yet.
Yeah, I mean, because by all accounts, everything everybody says about the straight-up Sonic levels, everyone says it's fantastic. Everyone says it's really
but
good.
Half the game.
Yeah, literally, it's not even like, it's every other level. They even say in the press release, Sonic runs slower. That right there. No, Sonic should never be slower.
He's slower, and it's like, it's a brawler.
Yeah, it's a brawler with a combo meter. Brawler. It's got a combo meter. His arm stretch. Why?
His arm stretch really bad looking, too.
They actually said, we didn't want players to be going too fast to Sonic, or something to that effect. Like, we needed to break it up. No, you don't! We've been saying for 10 years that we want a game where we just run around as Sonic. And we almost got it.
And I'll tell you what, the 2D Sonic part, that still looks too Sonic Rush-like to me.
I agree, but it's a step in the right direction,
you know what,
at least.
You know what they need to do? They need to take the Mega Man 9 route.
I agree.
They gotta get some Genesis sprites.
Get the Sonic 3 engine up.
Right.
Make a new one.
Make Sonic the Hedgehog 4, and we'll just forget this ever happened.
I totally agree.
But
that's why I kind of hope Mega Man 9 is a success.
Yeah, Sonic Unleashed, no, it's not. It's terrible. I mean, why do we ever even care? I'm glad I didn't this time.
Yep.
I am glad this time I said, no, it's going to find a way to suck.
I didn't, and I regret it now.
It's going to. Maybe Sonic and the Black Knight will be awesome. I wonder what the third one is going to be.
What could be the next setting? We've got Arabian, we've got medieval, Western.
Ooh.
Sonic. Or like Samurai.
Samurai? I don't know. We'll see where they're going to go next. Sonic Under the Sea.
Well, NCAA 09 has apparently some very serious problems with its release.
It's another game that has some problems.
The problems are as such. The sliders for CPU settings do absolutely nothing. Human sliders affect both CPUs and humans. Like, how does that not get caught by the testers?
Here's the problem. They kind of... I mean, if you run out of time on NCAA, you can't delay it.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, here's when it's coming out.
The online
dynasty. These guys are probably making other games that they were much more interested in. They're like, oh, shit, it's March. You got to make that new college football game.
This is all they do all year. They don't do anything else.
I'd like to have their jobs.
Yeah. The online dynasty mode, which is supposed to be the huge new feature of the game, is broken. It sometimes simulates games that have been played by humans. That's bad. Super Sim, which like you can use if you don't want to play defense, you can just kind of sim through defense. Using it to fast forward through a blowout can add many more plays than would actually happen in the football game and produce extremely lopsided final scores.
Hmm.
Kick returns are broken, and the new player speed model is causing problems with pursuit angles by computer-controlled players.
See, this makes sense, because isn't the NCAA basically the beta for Madden?
Well, it used to always be NCAA, like, if it was, for example, NCAA 04, it was using, like, Madden 03's engine, and they were kind of proud of it. Like, it would say in the back of the box, using the Madden 03 engine. It's like, yeah, Madden 04 comes out next month.
Mm-hmm.
I think when, I think just 2 or 3 years ago, they finally said, okay, we need to stop that. So, I guess, to put it bluntly, yeah, it is the beta of Madden.
Exactly.
I mean, there's like one unified technology team. I think this is how it works. There's one unified technology team for both games and the content teams who work independently of each other. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But still, yeah, you're kind of right.
It's a football game.
Yeah. So another big XBLA announcement is Portal's still alive, and a lot of the PC gamers said, hey, what about us?
Eh.
Don't worry, you're taken care of. Portal's Still Alive is actually nothing more than the original Portal, the entire game, along with the new levels, which are non-story-based, just additional puzzles. Well, those levels are actually from the Portal Flash version map pack, which is available for free on the PC. So, you've already got it, actually.
Yeah.
I've downloaded those, but I haven't played it yet, but I heard they're really good, and they're really hard. So I'll have to crack into that.
I own the orange box for the 360, so...
Yeah.
I don't probably need to worry about that.
So with flagship studios, like first they're closed, now they're not. They just have a skeleton crew, whatever's going on. The Mythos beta has been put on a quote-unquote hiatus.
Yeah.
Shut down on Friday with no
I thought
no
I saw you
insight.
Playing Mythos just the other day.
I tried to log into it and found out it was down.
No.
It's because it's a shame. It's a good little game. And, you know, for free, what the heck is, you know, not bad, but see what happens Jeez. There.
Poor flagship.
Yeah.
A tragic tale.
So just, first of all, Sony announced that you'd be able to actually monetize your creations in Little Big Planet.
Then you monetize?
You could sell them. If you, like,
oh,
if you
for
if,
what?
If, I'm not sure how to set the pricing yet. I don't think they're sure. If you've made enough quality levels that get good community feedback, then you'll have the opportunity to start selling your content. So it's not like you just come out the bat
money?
Selling. Yeah.
Oh. Not like Little Big Planet points?
No, like actual cash, oh. cash money. Well, then, shortly thereafter, Microsoft finally announced their final plans for the Xenic Game Studio initiative and their so-called democratization of the games. So we all know how you would download the Xenic Game Studio on your computer. You get the Creators Club membership for $50 for 6 months or $100 a year. People within that would peer review each other's games on a 360 in their own section of the dashboard. After a game's passed through all the peer review process and it gets approved to go public, the creator sets a price point of either 200 400 or 800 Microsoft points based on the game, what they feel it's worth. That's $250, $5, and $10. Microsoft gets minimum 30% of that sale, and you get a monthly check from Microsoft for whatever you get. If your game becomes very popular, Microsoft may even market it. This is not voluntary. They will just take it and market. And they will charge you a percentage for the marketing fee, which is a higher percentage of what they usually take, but the theory is because of their marketing, you're selling more copies, so you're still making more money.
Yeah.
So if you're making just like a garage game in XNA, you're going to be able to sell it and make money off it.
Hopefully.
There's no achievements in these games, but I mean, as long as you pass the peer review process, you can put out there like pretty much whatever you want.
All right.
So hopefully we'll see some cool stuff.
When's that finally coming?
This fall.
Okay.
So probably with the new Xbox experience. If you want to get a GameCube controller, a WaveBird, or a Classic controller, now would be a good time to do so. Nintendo is in a lawsuit. I didn't write down the company's name. But it's calling for a ban of these controllers because of patent infringement. Apparently this company also had suits with Sony and Microsoft. They both settled out of court. The process is in appeals with Nintendo. But if this doesn't go well for them, these controllers will be banned from sale.
I don't know. What? Why? Wait, what kind of patent do they have?
I think on analog sticks.
Analog sticks?
Yeah, because they decided the Wiimote and Nunchuck somehow didn't violate these patents.
That's a little... I don't think that's going to fly.
Well, it almost did. It would have been in effect today if Nintendo didn't appeal it to the federal level.
Well, Nintendo knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of money.
I'm sure they can hire some pretty good lawyers these days. They're doing all right. I think they're going to come out of this one okay.
Yeah.
They're not going to let, like, the classic controller not be on sale anymore.
It's just... we'll see what happens. I mean, yeah, I'm sure nothing will happen.
That'll be fine.
So this comes in the too little too late department. Microsoft announced today that Games for Windows Live is now free. So there's no such thing as gold or silver Games for Windows Live. Everyone gets what's gold access, cross-platform play, online achievements, effective immediately. Problem is, like I said, everyone's using Steam now.
Yeah.
They had their chance, they kind of blew it.
Yeah.
But if you have those games, you're not an Xbox Live member, that's good. If you have Gears of War, Universe at War, Halo 2, Shadowrun, I think that's it. Not a lot of games use the service. Maybe more will now.
Nah.
They also announced today that they plan on finally launching the Games for Windows Live Marketplace in the fall, which will rival the Xbox Live Marketplace with game content, demos, videos, and all that such. They really need something like Steam that's just an application so you can just be signed in the Live from your desktop, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know much about Games for Windows Live. I haven't even used it.
It's fine. It was just, yeah, it was stupid that it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, THQ will be joining GameTap. They're bringing the following games to the service: Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War, and all its expansions. Company of Heroes, although I don't believe that includes this expansion, which is a bummer.
That was a really popular game. I never
it's
got
a
to
very
try.
Popular game. Well, now you can play it.
Yeah.
Red Faction, Supreme Commander. They have Saints Row 2 listed, even though it's not out. I wonder if that'll be like a day and date kind of thing, or it'll be on both, which is probably the best chance that game has with GTA 4 out now. Puzzle Quest, and one I'm really excited to play, Stalker.
Oh, the Chernobyl game?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I really want to try that. There's never a demo for it.
Sort of free-roaming first-person shooter?
Yeah, because the new one's coming out soon, and it looks like they did a lot more. Like, the way Sean Elliott of 1UP described it is, now that they got the first one out, they went back to their original design document and kind of got to the things they left out because of time and budget constraints. Right. So it's like a better game, but I'm excited to try it.
All right.
And so, yeah, that's the news.
All right. Want to talk about E3?
Yeah, let's go into
it. What did you like about E3 the most? What games impressed you the most?
Games that impressed me the most. I was very impressed by what they showed at Fallout 3. I love the way how when you use the VAT system, it kind of pops out the third person, shows this kind of cinematic of you executing the action you just selected.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool.
I think Resident Evil 5 showed really well, obviously.
Yeah, the co-op in that looks like a lot of fun.
Yes. I think Mega Man 9 looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you see the cover art for Mega Man 9 yet?
I did.
Oh my god.
That's retro-tastic.
For those of you who haven't seen it yet, it's like a Mega Man 1 and 2 box art style. You know, like the American version with the bad, like, adult holding a gun. But, like, they found a way to make it look cool now. And, like, now we kind of laugh at it.
It's got, like, the grid boxes on the outside and everything.
I want that. I want a big poster.
I know.
That is awesome. Also, you told me there's no sliding, no charge shots. This is strict Mega Man 2 rules.
That's right.
This is going to be freaking awesome.
Yep.
People are saying that this Mega Man is hard.
Yeah.
Like, real hard. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, what else did I think was particularly good at the show? I actually thought Resistance 2 had a really good showing.
Everyone was saying that, yeah.
The boss thing they showed was really impressive, actually.
I heard it was Gears of War 2 had a very similar kind of demo to Resistance 2. Similar in that there's like a boss thing chasing you around.
Well, it was a Brumac, and the tease at the end of their demo was that you were going to ride the Brumac.
Yeah, that's kind of
which
cool.
Would be pretty sweet, yeah. Actually, yeah, Gears 2, I'm very excited for that game. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize how much they liked the first Gears. And how good of a game it really was, because everyone kind of got fixated after the fact and how the story was really underdeveloped and the kind of eat shit and die dialogue of the game. But that had really solid gameplay.
Oh, yeah. How about Mag?
Ugh.
Just, they didn't even show
I'll reactivate my planet side subscription.
Any,
thank you.
Was that on the show floor?
Nope. It
I
was
so.
Just a CG trailer. It smacked
really
of them
excited.
Saying, like, we need something to show. What's, like, okay along? Okay, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, that Fat Princess. That looks really interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of like a top-down Team Fortress 2 mixed with...
I just love this idea that
I don't know.
You have to feed your princess food so it's harder for the other people to take back.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
No voice chat in the game.
Good.
It's
I
a
hate
team
voice
game,
chat.
Though. You probably need something.
What do you need? I used to play Team Fortress Classic. There'd be barely any chatting going on.
Yeah.
We knew what was going on.
Hopefully.
We'll be fine. Something else I wanted to say. Were there any DS games?
There's like no DS games. There's the announcement of GTA. I'm like, that's it. A
was
logo.
Was it much for PSP? Really?
There was a new Resistance game for PSP.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard
They accidentally showed Valkyria Chronicles as listed for the PSP in their press conference, even though it's a PS3 game. Apparently Sega got kind of pissed about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
That's a huge misrepresentation of their game, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll come to 360 now.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I don't want to play that game.
Shouldn't have got him. Fable 2 would be nicer, I think.
Yeah, I think it demoed pretty poorly at the press conference. But then all the hands-on reports I've read by various journalists reiterated that the game's in very good shape.
You know what game got a lot of like really positive hands-on reports, which is kind of surprising, was Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yeah, people are getting excited about
people
that.
Say it actually plays pretty well.
It sounds like it's more of a return to form of Mortal Kombat,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Gameplay-wise, which is good.
That's cool.
Also, like, not game per se, and a lot of people seem to be down on it, but I'm pretty excited, actually, for the new Xbox experience.
I don't like it at all.
See, yeah.
Most people don't, right?
I think it looks good.
I don't like it at all.
I like, aside for the aesthetics, I like just like the new features, like the install a hard drive option.
I don't like
the parties. But then the thing is, you push the guide button, And there's the exact same blades we have now right there. So you can just use that even within a game.
Okay, then it's unnecessary. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I'm excited.
All right, you have a game of show. Home edition.
Yeah.
I'm going with Mega Man 9.
I'm actually going to go with Gears 2.
All right, I'm going with Mega Man 9. I think this is going to be so great. Oh, man, I love Mega Man 9.
So here's something I got to say about E3, though. It seemed like everybody was quick to condemn E3 before it started. And then in the wake of it, you see now all these developers saying, oh, it's got to go, it's got to change, blah, blah, blah. Well, like I said, when we were reading the news, you'll notice I saw all these announcements that didn't happen at E3 that probably should have. I mean, E3 is only as good as what's shown there. If these developers aren't bringing it, yeah, it's not going to be a good show.
Yeah, the problem with E3 is not just that it got downsized. People aren't bringing it like they used to.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, the press conferences are unchanged for the three big companies. It's still the Kodak Theater for Nintendo. It's the same damn thing. Like, it's not E3's fault that Nintendo had no announcements. That's Nintendo's fault. It's not E3's fault that Microsoft didn't bother announcing the new Halo. It's not their fault that most of the games we've already seen from these companies because they released it already. I mean, everyone criticizes Microsoft for not having anything new to show at E3. And yeah, it's true. I mean,
well, that's always been their thing. They haven't shown new stuff at E3.
Yeah, and then Sony, I mean, the only new thing really we saw from them was MAG.
God of War 3.
Well, we knew that. Yeah, I mean, that was in the Chains of Olympus instruction manual, for crying out loud. I mean, just no one brought anything. And then, I mean, there was stuff to show, but it was, oh, you didn't even put your phone on silence.
Just keep talking. I don't
care. Oh, there's just like, there were cool games like Mirror's Edge, Mad World, all this stuff that got no exposure whatsoever. Like I said, all these developers are just so quick to condemn it, but I really blame them. There's nothing wrong with the format of the show. There's conferences and there's game demos on the floor. Like, that's what E3 was before, just 10 times more expensive and loud.
I agree.
Thank you.
Well,
who called you just now?
I don't even know. It was the same
number. Why do you keep answering it?
It was the same number as the GameStop marketing thing, but this time it was like some voice telling me, like, I just did GameStop survey. It's like the one question survey, like, basically, would you recommend our store? I'm like, one, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Like, thanks, glad to hear it. I'm like, you're welcome. Now I got some other thing, like, hi, we could not call you directly due to the laws about telemarketing and stuff. I'm like, okay.
Well, you're calling me directly.
So, like, then they gave me the, it was weird. Sorry. Okay, give me the quiz.
All right, to the Great Canadian Mike Zora's Gaming Quiz. First question.
What do you think my chances are?
It's a mixed bag.
How many questions?
There's five questions and a bonus, and two of them are three-parters.
Three-parters?
They're not hard. Yeah. I honestly think you're going to get 4 out of 5. That's why I got you pegged at. This one might be too easy, but I figure if you're not thinking right, it might get you. In Street Fighter 2, how does one perform Chun-Li's lightning kick?
I don't play as Chun-Li. Too easy. I don't play as Chun-Li. Lightning kick. Dang it.
Oh, wow. I thought everyone knew this.
No one else plays as the girl Ajay. Chun-Li's like the gayest character in freaking Street Fighter 2. Oh, God. Something kick. Back forward kick.
No, you just keep tapping the kick button.
I didn't know. I don't play as Chun-Li.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That was the gimme? Christ.
It wasn't the gimme. That was one that I thought there was a 10% chance you'd do what you just did. So, okay. I'm going to name 3 MMOs. You have to tell me if it is in a fantasy setting or a sci-fi setting.
Okay. I can do this.
Anarchy Online.
Sci-fi.
Tabula Rasa.
Sci-fi.
The Archlord.
What?
The Archlord.
The Archlord? Fantasy.
Yes. Okay. That was the one where there was one player who would be the Archlord, and like, what? Once a month it changed. It's free now.
I never heard of the Archlord.
Okay. In Saturn Bomberman, what was the max number of possible human players?
Oh, it was some silly number. 10.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so we all saw the terrible title for MAG, which stands for Massive Action Game. What do these gaming acronyms stand for? Fear.
Fear is... Oh, God. I just read this. Oh, fear is... First Encounter... First Encounter... action combat. Wait, no, that's not even right. That's not even right. First encounter. Oh, this is a 3-part question.
Yeah.
So you're saying I have to get this and then two others? I think it should be just 2 out of 3.
No, because the other two are pretty easy.
Well, this one's hard.
I thought you knew it. You just said you just read it.
Well, stick with me.
Well, just think.
First encounter. I can't even think what R could possibly be, besides reconnaissance.
What do you think the A is?
Action?
Okay, you're wrong.
What?
First encounter, assault, recon.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Okay, what's KOTOR stand for?
That's Old Republic.
What's GRAW stand for?
It's a Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter.
Okay.
Dang it.
Great lines in gaming.
Okay.
Who said the following and in what game? You know what else looks good on your face? The bar.
The bar? This is just a guess. I think it's Full Throttle, Ben.
You are correct.
Just a complete guess. The only game I can think of that took place in a bar.
Oh. You're at 3 out of 5.
Damn it.
And here comes the bonus question.
Okay.
And this one I don't expect you to get.
Oh. Ooh.
That's why it was a bonus. Okay.
Watch this.
Going back to our acronyms, what does STALKER stand for?
Oh, God.
I didn't know this. I just figured I'd just throw this out there as the bonus.
STALKER. Street?
No.
Dang it. Silent?
No.
I don't know what.
Okay, STALKER stands for Scavengers, Trespassers, Adventurers, Loners, Killers, Explorers, Robbers.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, remember how they had the, oh, well, never mind.
What?
I can't remember. I thought of a, remember how they wanted people to name the sequel to Fear?
Yeah, it's Project Origin.
I thought it would be good if it was like, Terror. But it was an acronym again. I had a good name for it. What is Super Fear? I had a good one.
What's funny to me is a lot of journalists, like even one up yours, as I was listening to it today, are talking about how the hardest thing that game is going for is like its terrible name. But like the fans picked that name.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's important to the plot.
I'm sure.
I guess.
From all accounts, everyone says that game looks really good.
I'll tell you what, both of these fans named the game things have not gone well.
Yeah.
Project Origin and Puzzle Quest Revenge of the Plague Lords.
Which comes out Wednesday, by the way.
Or is it Wrath of the Plague Lords?
Revenge, I believe.
Revenge. They're getting their revenge. Yes. How dare you cross those Plague Lords. But they're all plagued. I mean, you don't have to kick them while they're plagued. What's next?
What'd you play this week?
A lot of Mega Man.
Yeah, I saw you playing 7.
I was playing 7. I'm close to beating that. It's getting frustrating. The sprites are all bigger, so you kind of can't see as much ahead of you and behind you this time.
I noticed that.
And the bosses are a lot harder for whatever reason. A lot of it, like, especially the normal guys, some of them, like, you know, if you don't have the weapon that kills them, you're not going to beat them and stuff like that. But, you know, it's so fun. This is more like... Like, the early Mega Man games didn't have all, like, the branching paths and find all the secret items kind of thing. And this does, which is...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't play a lot of 7.
7, yeah. I have Proto Man's Shield and had to do a bunch of crazy stuff to get that. Before that, I played through 3, which was a lot of fun. I like 3. 3 and 2 are probably the best. I rented Chocobo's Dungeon.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I actually like that a lot. I never played one of those roguelikes before. But it's really, you know, like, again, the story presentation, you know. It's a little silly and slightly on the let's call it charming, not kiddie. It's charming.
It's a polite way of putting it.
Then you get to the dungeons. You know, there are all these randomized dungeons. And it's weird because I never played like a turn based kind of almost action game really. Because you know, you kick, they kick. You cast a spell, they're gonna move. You move, they move. Stuff like that. It's really cool because the job system's in it. So every time you go into a dungeon, you can pick a job and you know. And you can level up that job, you get skills for that job. You know, having the job system in there is always fun.
You have to show it to me.
It's surprisingly really good. And it's only $40, so I'm probably going to pick that up eventually.
Good.
I played Okami.
Yeah.
And I didn't like Okami.
I don't think I do either. I haven't played as much as you, but
when I read
your rant of it, I agreed with everything you said.
When did I rant about
on
it?
Squad.
I didn't even say anything. All I said was...
Well, not random. I mean, it was... Okay, it was like five sentences, but you explained why you weren't feeling it, and I completely agree with you.
I don't think I even said why I didn't feel it. I think I told you. Well, what I said is... Okay, well, here's my thing. It's just... I don't know if this game wants to be like an homage to kind of those old Japanese fantasy stories, or if it's a satire of them. I don't know if it is either.
Well, like you said to me when we were talking, they're like, oh, if only the sun was out. And you're like, oh, I'm going to draw a circle in the sky. And then they go like, hey, Amy, can't you draw a sun? You're like, yeah, I know. And then you pull up the screen. They're like, hey, Amy, just draw a circle to make a sun. And you're like, I know. And it's like, put it right here. It's like, why don't you go ahead and do it? You know?
Yeah. And people are talking to you all the time. A lot.
And the thing is,
if they don't have anything interesting or exciting to say.
No, like that whole thing with whatever that guy's name is who thinks he's the world's greatest warrior. Yeah, whatever. That whole thing can be summed up in, this guy thinks he's a great warrior, but he's not, and he drinks a lot.
Yeah.
There, I just saved you 10 minutes. And there's no,
it's not like Zelda where you're in a dungeon now, you have at least a couple hours of straight up gameplay ahead of you.
Yeah, it's very disconjointed feeling. Yeah. And the other thing too is like, I don't have anything against the whole kind of Simlish speak or like the rare.
This one gets kind of grating.
You can hear the loop. Everything's
it's a half second loop.
Yeah, they're only half second clips. You hear like over and over and over. I don't see what the big deal about the game was. It's fine, but I can't imagine doing that for 60 hours.
The part that got me mad, and this is the bad writing in the game, was when you meet this guy and he's supposed to be cocky. So what do? They have him say a bunch of generic, cliched French phrases. Mon ami
it's Japanese.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't even make sense. They just took the easiest possible path to make this guy seem like he was arrogant. It made me mad. And
I always felt ashamed that I never played the game because everyone talks about how good it is. Now that I play, I'm like, what was everyone talking about?
I don't know.
Combat's not that exciting. You just attack everything until they turn gray and slash
incredibly easy, except for the one boss fight, and that was hard.
And apparently the last boss sucks. And it does the thing, too, where you have to refight all the bosses at the end.
Yeah, that's weird. You know, like, in a Mega Man that works in Okami.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see what all the fuss was about.
I didn't have that much fun.
Yeah.
IGN gave Game of the Year that year.
I know. I don't get it. I really don't.
And, maybe Clover deserved to close. That was probably a bit harsh.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
They made Beautiful Joe. People talk about that God Hand. I wonder if that's also really bad. Yeah. That one didn't get reviewed well. People just said they liked it.
Yeah.
You can never trust that.
No.
Did you play anything?
I played a lot more Civ Rev, which I'm hopelessly addicted to.
That's good. We don't really need to talk about
that. I should say that the Game of the Week feature is brilliant.
Right.
Because I will seriously play that game forever as long as they keep doing that. I will play it at least once a week to do that.
Did we talk about the Two Human demo? Yeah, we did.
I do want to say... Apparently, you can unlock all the classes in the demo.
Yeah.
So here's a pro tip: if you want to play the commando or the defender, highlight them, and then you have to hit the stick in the direction of the champ in the middle, and very quickly hit A. And if you time it just right, you'll act like the A button will unlock before it switches over to the new class, and you'll pick it. And then if you sign out of live and change your calendar to 2009, that unlocks the Berserker and the Commando are like unlocked, and then you could do that trick for the Bioengineer. So you can play them all.
Yeah, I
actually really enjoyed the Commando.
Yeah, that was kind of neat, shooting things more.
Yeah.
Did you try any other classes?
I tried all five.
Oh, wow. Jeez. And you probably didn't like the healer? I mean,
no, actually the healer was fine. Because the healing powers he gets are actually pretty cool.
How about the guy who, can dual wield?
He's fun. He just tears everything up.
How about the defensive guy?
It felt exactly like playing the champion to me.
Really? Yeah.
You get the hammer and shield combos, which are just really cool looking.
Right.
So, really, they're all fun. Okay. I think that's going to be a good game. I'm excited for it.
All right. I don't think you played anything else exciting.
I played some Burnout Paradise. I busted it out.
Thrilling.
And... No, I really didn't play much else this week.
Well, that was a lot we played. I played enough for us.
Yes.
So why don't you get into the releases?
Okay. On the Wii, Virtual Console. Donkey Kong 3. Excuse me, I had hiccups.
The lesser known Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I never actually played this, so I had to watch a YouTube video of it. Apparently you just shoot puffs of air up Donkey Kong's butt.
Yeah, it's kind of like horizontal side-scrolling shooting game.
Yeah, it was really weird. It didn't look very fun. And then a Neo Geo game called Ninja Commando.
Ooh, boy. Yeah. It's like Ninja...
I don't know.
Ninjas and Commandos.
Okay. Then the WiiWare release was Major League Eating the Game.
Okay, move on.
On Xbox Live Arcade, Coffee Time Crosswords.
Crossword puzzles, I take it?
I guess so. And EA Sports Fantasy Football Live Draft Tracker. I think it's to help you with your fantasy drafts.
Maybe, just maybe.
Also, we saw an Xbox original release on Monday. Jade Empire, for $15.
I've heard numerous people call the game downright racist.
It kind of is. The thing is, it's a good game, but it's not a great game. And from BioWare, you expect to get a great game.
You're like, you guys didn't make KOTOR 2 to make this?
Kind of, yeah. You get that sense. It's good. It does some cool things with combat. It's worth $15, I'd say.
I heard that you can buy it just, you know, pre-used for less than $15.
That's kind of the problem with a lot of the Xbox originals.
Yeah.
On the PlayStation Network, Elefunk. I have no idea.
I like the name.
There's a demo.
All
right. They released the original Rayman.
Oh, that's cool.
Which actually, yeah, and that plays on the PSP as well, so that's actually pretty cool.
Rayman 2 is the highlight of that series.
Oh, yeah, but Rayman 1 is still pretty good.
Rayman 1's fun. What about Rayman 3? I never actually played it, but everyone hated it.
It was awful. I played it.
Weird.
First of all, so you know Glowbox, Rayman's buddy?
Yeah.
And Rayman 2, like his little gibberish voice was kind of...
Didn't he get like a celebrity voice actor?
John Leguizamo. Who the voice did was like, "Hey Rayman, where are we going, Rayman?" It's like, that's not what Glowbox sounds like. It was. I mean, the gameplay was okay, but really, that killed it. The voice acting really killed it.
Okay.
Rayman does not need a voice. Also, for PSP only, they released Star Trek Tactical Assault for download, which was previously a UMD game.
Oh, right.
GameTap, as far as I could tell, didn't have any new releases this week.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
Yes.
Okay. So,
the for reals. Final Fantasy IV DS comes out this week. You get it?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, it's $40. That's too much, I think. Really?
I want to get it eventually.
Yeah. Maybe someday. I mean, I just played Final Fantasy IV a year ago.
Yeah. Siren Blood Curse.
That's that episodic PS3 game?
It's being broken up into... 3 episodes of 4 parts each that are $15 an episode, or you can get all 3 for $40. 1942 Joint Strike comes out for... Oh, that's downloadable for PS3 and Xbox 360 this week. It's a remake of... it's kind of like the evolved version of 1942.
Okay.
Uber Soldier 2, The End of Hitler. Whoa, oh, this is God. The best game ever. Play as Carl Stoltz, a genetically modified super soldier brought back from the grave to defeat the Nazi occupation forces on PC.
Okay, so he's Captain America.
This is going to be fantastic, except he's Russian.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Code Lyoko, Quest for Infinity. Didn't we do this last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it is the Quest for Infinity.
Izuna 2, The Unemployed Ninja Returns.
You know,
I didn't know you left.
I loved Izuna 1.
City Life 2008 Edition.
That was there last week also.
Well, got a 5.0 from GameSpot.
Oh, no, man, that means it's half of an amazing game.
Yeah. Order Up, a cooking game for the Wii. It's a cooking mama knockoff that I heard is actually not bad.
Okay.
Here comes your favorite game.
Oh, sweet.
The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Only for PS2, Wii, and DS. No next-gen releases. So, you know it's got to be good.
I hate The Mummy.
Pirates, The Key of Dreams. That's a WiiWare title. It's a shoot-em-up, despite having pirates in the name. 1701 AD Gold Edition. Strategy game, PC expansion pack. Oh, no, it includes the expansion pack in the original game. Hunting Unlimited 2009. Aren't your way across North America's most breathtaking environments.
I'm glad they finally unlimited that one, because back when it was limited, I wasn't feeling good. Yeah, but now... All right.
Nancy Drew, The Mystery of the Cluebender Society for DS. So that's why they sold so many DSs.
Yeah. What was that one game? It was somebody Quest for the Secret.
Oh, I don't know. That was awesome.
Oh, it was like George of the Jungle. Search for the Secret. Good luck with that, George.
They got new international track and field coming to the DS. I didn't know they were doing that. Whatever. And Baseball Mogul 2009, which I believe was also had last week.
Soul Calibur 4 next week, right?
Yes.
You see these things are called, like, critical finishes or something like that?
What it is.
They're like fatalities.
It's to punish players for turtling.
What's turtling?
If you just hold down guard the entire time.
Okay, what happens exactly?
If you hold down guard, if you guard too many moves, it fills up a meter. And once your meter's full, then your opponent can do these kind of finishes on you. It's to encourage people to either start using, like, the parries and stuff, or to attack.
Okay. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I heard it's not as, like people who know how to play the game, like journalists who had the preview copies, who played it for a few hours, said they never had one happen. Because okay. Everyone's, like, playing
correctly. I saw a video of, like, most of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Some of them were cool.
2-4-1. And the 10th hour. Where Derek talks about the top 10 games.
It's Drew Robbins.
Oh, it is?
His brother. Some claim it's an alter ego. But I think it is a brother. Because, yeah. For one thing, he didn't leave us a blip. Or...
Oh, so it. Clearly it's not him.
Yeah, because Derek loves us. I don't know about Drew.
Yeah, well, we love you, Drew.
I don't know about it. No, don't speak for me.
Okay,
I love you, Drew. I may not like Drew. I don't know yet.
Well, he's got the top 10 games he saw at E3, which kind of ties in what we were talking about. So number 10, he has Ratchet & Clank Future Quest for Booty, which actually is pretty cool.
It's important. It's neat that it's like a real game for PSN. I said, they're doing neat things with PSN.
Yeah, a $15 mini Ratchet game, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Rock Band 2.
Don't care.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Resistance 2.
Yeah.
That's not the thing in the demo, that picture.
Okay.
That's a different one. Wow.
All right. There's going to be a lot of big monsters.
Fable 2.
7.
Yeah. Going to be awesome.
What's number 6?
Infamous, which looked really good at the Sony playable? Press conference. I don't know if they had it playable on the floor. They showed gameplay in the conference. It looks like a darker, more adult Crackdown with actual superpowers.
What's number 5?
Little Big Planet.
Yeah, that always looks good.
What Sony did at their press conference was brilliant.
Yeah.
With the numbers instead of a PowerPoint. That was cool. It was fun to watch. And also, I saw a video, someone who encoded a boss fight into the game.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It was pretty cool.
It was cool.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Animal Crossing City Folk.
Number 4.
I'm not feeling it.
It's Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it is.
You know it's coming.
Yeah.
Number, what, 3?
Resident Evil 5.
Okay.
Number 2, Prince of Persia. Did you see the gameplay trailer for this? They have the download. Oh, we got to download it. This looks phenomenal.
If you say
I'm excited.
I don't know. Number 1 is
Spore. Again.
I'm sick of seeing Spore.
I'm very excited for Spore, but that's been game of E3 for the last 5 years.
Where is Mega Man 9, Drew? Now I know I don't like him.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Sorry, Drew. Otherwhere is on 4-1. Jordan Williams in the working title talks about the conferences and kind of goes over them a bit. On Achievement Unlocked, Rod Orchesky, achievements take root in a number of different places, including World of Warcraft's new expansion pack, Wrath of the Lich King.
So he talks about the new achievements.
Yes. And on the checkpoint, John Curry talks about the top 5 comic-based games.
I want to see this.
Yeah, let's pull this up real quick, actually.
I want to see the list.
Congratulations.
401 is telling you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Okay, I want to Wii, everybody. Number 5, he's got The Darkness.
That was a comic, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a good game. Okay. Age of Conan, had boring adventures. Because it's more based off of books than comics. I want to play that. I hope they do a trial for it soon. Spider-Man 2.
Right.
The game is good. Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
I did really like that game.
And number 1's X-Men the Arcade Game. That's not a bad choice.
No, not a bad choice at all.
Anything you would think of that would go on that list?
We did this, and...
Did we do comic book games? I thought just, like, superhero.
No, well, God, practically the same thing. I'm trying to think, though, just superhero. If there's something, I can't really think of it right now.
Yeah.
I feel like there might be, but yeah, that's a fine list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to complain.
All right.
It's raining.
It is raining. It's depressing. Well, in the mail barrel, David Redkey sent me an email to tell us that Yogi was the villain in XXX.
Yes.
We thought it was from that villain list.
Right.
So thanks.
Then I asked him, you mean, when you said XXX, I asked him, you mean the Vin Diesel movie? He said yes. And he wanted to know if we liked The Dark Knight. And yes.
Did we like The Dark Knight? Oh my God, it's phenomenal.
I still don't know if I like it more than Batman Begins, though.
I agree. We need to see it again. We should see it in IMAX in Pittsburgh.
Man, you know what? I hate Harry Knowles.
Why? What do you do?
He, like, in his Dark Knight review, he just took a little bit of time to talk about how it was so much better than Batman Begins, and unlike Batman Begins, you know, this movie wasn't made for, like, merchandise and stuff. Which doesn't make sense, because then I looked back just to make sure, but he wrote an incredibly glowing review for Batman Begins.
And Batman Begins wasn't made for merchandise at all.
It's just, it's not worth getting upset about.
I'd say that Dark Knight was more merchandisable than Batman Begins. Yeah, two vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Ugh.
But, yeah, I love Dark Knight.
Yes, me too. Also, I would say everyone should check out Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Yeah, I know you enjoy that.
I very much enjoy it. It's up on iTunes. It's $4. Go watch it.
All right. Well, since we're done talking about games, we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
How long did we go today?
Messages and stuff.
Oh, one message. That's good.
Excellent.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. You can find us at our website at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com.
Yep.
You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
And edgeguys711@gmail.com.
And you can find us at the iTunes Music Store. Thanks, everyone. Have a good week. We'll see you next time on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.